You're listening a Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
8 minutes after 8 Central African Time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course our beloved Fadilatul Ustad Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafizahullah on this beautiful mashallah Monday night, the Q&A, the 3rd of Muharram 1441, which is also the 3rd of September 2019. I want to welcome my engineer, of course, Brother Lokolo, and in Durban is Brother Abdul, Brother Abdul, mashallah. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Company. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, beautiful, warm-hearted listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Our zakat nisab is 6,000 rand. Mehr Fatimi is 15,000 rand. Minimum mehr for Hanafis, 300 rand. And for Malikis, 100 rand. Shafi'is and Hanbalis, no minimum mehr. Our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. That is our WhatsApp number, 084-786-3132. To the international overseas countries, +27847863132. Our beloved Fadilatul Ustad's website is www.muftiakhussein.net. That is www.muftiakhussein.net. And our radio website is www.markazsahaba.com. Our Ustad's email address is mufti@telcomsa.net. That is mufti@telcomsa.net. And the other email address is akhussein@gmail.com. That is akhussein@gmail.com. Well, if anybody has any questions, you know exactly what to do on this beautiful evening. 084-786-3132. Let's welcome our beloved Ustad on this beautiful evening. Ustad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khaira. And to our engineers and all the listeners, we say barakallahu fikum.
Ustad, let's begin inshallah. Somebody's asking here, when should we fast for Ashura? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. First and foremost, we must remember there are two separate issues. Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah, who was the celebrated student of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, in his Jami, in his Sunan, he has mentioned two separate chapters. One is to fast during the month of Muharram, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and so forth. So remember, for that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَفْضَلُ السِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. The best fast after the month of Ramadan, which is obligatory, so the remaining 11 months is the fast during the month of Muharram. So even tomorrow, next week, or whenever during Muharram we fast, so that is the best fast. Then the endless hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And if you speak of Ashura specifically, then Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inni ahtasibu ala Allah ayyukaffira sanat allati qablaha. One previous sins, year's sins will get forgiven from this year Ashura to last year Ashura, the 10th of Muharram. So there those sins will be forgiven. Now which day should we fast? So we know that Ashura night will be next week Monday, a week now. So remember, Monday night is the night of Ashura, and Tuesday will be the day of Ashura. So you fast on Monday and Tuesday, or Tuesday and Wednesday next week. And if you want to do the best, then you fast Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday, all 3 days. However, if people have qada fast outstanding of Ramadan and so forth, then remember, rather keep the qada fast, that will be questioned by Almighty Allah. And the nafil sunnah fast, that Almighty Allah will not question us for the voluntary ones. And we cannot combine two intentions. We can't make qada and ashura. So we need to take all these matters in cognizance of these matters.
There's a listener saying here, Fadilatul Ustad, that we feel we could have done more during Hajj, Ustad, 1440. Please comment on this, Ustad.
Yes, many a time people go for Hajj. They go to Medina Munawwara, Ziyara, perform Umrah. And when they come back, they have afsos and regret. You know, we could have done much more tawaf. We could have made more zikr, more tilawat of Quran. So make shukr to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that Allah blessed us with the Hajj 1440. We had so good rain, mashallah, 2 hours in Arafat and then Mina and Makkah Mukarrama. So beg Almighty Allah, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. So ya Allah, accept from us our ziyarah to Medina Munawwara, our umrah, our hajj. Secondly, for the shortcomings, every day we should be doing this. Beg Almighty Allah and say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhammin wa atubu ilay. We just perform our isha salat now and then we came to the studio. So what we see after the imam makes salam, we say Allahu Akbar, Allah was, Allah is, Allah will always be the greatest, the biggest, the mightiest. And Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. Why? Because always in our salat there will be deficiency. And when we recite, Ya Allah, we seek your pardon and forgiveness, that will compensate for the deficiency. So similarly, we go for Hajj, we go to Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, all these holy sacred places. So abundant istighfar, and likewise beg Almighty Allah for qabooliyat and acceptance, and in that way inshallah that will compensate for it and give us some charity as well.
Was that someone is asking that when should we spend on their family for Ashura, and what should we spend on our family, Ustad?
Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith is mentioned in Bayhaqi, in Tabarani, in Ibn Hibban, and the Sahaba radiallahu an who reported this, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu an, and we find Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, and other Sahaba as well. So when should you, O husband, O father, be spending? So as I mentioned to you just now, next week, Monday night, is Laylatul Ashura, the night of Ashura. So that night there, you can tell your wife to get a little bit of a lavish meal, and you must pay for everything, the father, the husband. Or during the day of Ashura, you allow and give some allowance, you know, extra to your wife, to your children, to your parents, whoever. So in that way there, من وسع على إياله يوم عاشورا وسع الله سائر سنته. Then Almighty Allah will make your risk and sustenance easy for the whole year. The hadith is weak according to majority scholars, but acceptable, remember that. However, today people have commercialized it as well. So they speak about Muharram gifts and so forth, buy this, buy that. Remember to give gifts for Muharram on Ashura day is not sunnah. Tomorrow you can give a gift, anytime this week you can give gifts. So we don't have to wait for Ashura and so forth. So giving a gift is very good. Tahadu, tahabu. Give gifts to one another, it will bring about mutual love. فَإِنَّ الْهَدِيَّةَ تُذْهِبُ الدُّغَائِنَ. When you give a gift, it removes the malice, rancor and hatred. But we should not adopt it as a sunnah or something that was encouraged by Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the day of Ashura. Then we bring our own interpretation and understanding of deen.
Ustad, somebody is saying here that kindly comment on Kashmir and Palestine. Enough is enough. Stop the killing. Do we have hearts or not? Honorable Ustad.
Yes, 100%. Remember that the Ummah has to do real introspection. That today the Muslim blood is become the cheapest blood. You see in Kashmir, and you see there in Syria, you see in occupied Palestine and Burma, and likewise Yemen and so many places. So there are so many zalimins. But your worst enemy, the Quran Sharif has taught us, لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودِ Yahud walladina ashraku. One are the Yahud, the Jews, majority of them, walladina ashraku, and the idol worshippers. And we can see it today, the unholy alliance of Israel, the apartheid regime, and India is heading for that, the another apartheid regime there, that where the Muslim, and they're going to meet now in September before the Israeli elections, so that Netanyahu can show the his people that see how important I am. So all this is the politicking, but the agenda is how to destroy the Muslims and their land and their economy and so forth and so on. So we as the Ummah, remember, we need to assist them with our du'as, assist them humanitarian effort, assist them by, if we can go to these places and we go and, you know, assist such people there or through any other way. And the Ummah has failed Palestine, failed the people in Kashmir, failed the people in Yemen, failed the people in Syria, and that is a reality. We all need to come back to reality. You know, people want to go to university, this university, that university. This is the university of life. The university of life is in our daily experiences, what we learn, what we see, and what we observe. And sometimes you see that the munafiqeen and hypocrites, how they speak with the forked tongue, and said to say that our Muslim countries, our Arab countries, majority of them cannot do anything to help the Muslim Ummah. So therefore, we have to beg Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, grant these zalims and oppressors hidayat. Otherwise, O Almighty Allah, these modern-day pharaohs, you decimate and destroy them. See how Almighty Allah is showing his power in the Bahamas, how Almighty Allah is showing his power already in the California and Florida, America. They're telling the people, be ready to evacuate and leave your homes and so forth. But they say they're a superpower. But Almighty Allah is the only superpower. So rain come, hurricane come, earth tremors come. So Almighty Allah shows his qudrat and power. I can decimate, destroy anybody, anywhere, anytime. That is qudratullah, the power of Almighty Allah.
Somebody is saying, Ustad, Ashura. Is Ashura night? Is it a big night or not, Ustad?
We belong to the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, say that the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, is auspicious. In simple layman term, yes, definitely it is a big night. Why? Because Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam and his people were rescued. Anjallahu fihi Musa wa qawma wa aghraqa fir'auna wa qawma, and Almighty Allah drowned the Pharaoh and his cronies. And this hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Listen to this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Taballahu fihi ala qawm wa yatubu fihi ala qawm in akharin. On the day, on the night of Ashura, Almighty Allah forgave a people. Almighty Allah told me Musa alayhi salam, you take your people at night, the night of Ashura, and you leave. Roh he left. Fa asri bi ibadi innakum muttaba'un. So it is the night time. And daytime, when the sun was rising, then remember the Pharaoh and his cronies caught them up, and then he struck the Red Sea, and then it opened up, and they crossed, and the Pharaoh and his people drowned. So the night is significant, the day is significant, auspicious night, auspicious day, and Almighty Allah accepted the tawbah and repentance of a people, wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akharin. The night of Ashura, day of Ashura, is not for festivals and parties and so forth. It is a day of tawbah and repentance and inabat and turning more and more to Almighty Allah. More so what we're seeing today globally, internationally, what is happening to the Ahlu Sunnah and the Sunnis across the world.
Somebody's saying, Ustad, that there is so much of crime in South Africa at the moment. What should we do? What do we read, Fadilatul Ustad?
Yes, everybody seems to be getting fed up. But you have to start from the top. I give you three incidents. If you just read the weekend paper, you will see that many, many MPs, they are suggesting that they must take a cut of their perks. And those who are not elected as ministers and so forth, now they also feeling the pinch. So the fat cats in parliament want to get fatter. And remember that what they bothered about what goes on in the ground. And let me be honest, this goes across the spectrum with majority of the politicians. So they are a disgrace to us that our tax money is being used for them to get more and more fat. You know, to what he said. Under apartheid, they had the gravy train, and now we got the gravy plane. You understood? And it's the truth. You must remember that. So such a bloated government won. So remember that you, the MPs and ministers, majority of you are there not to serve the community, but to serve your pockets. Second one is this, that the same people who helped South Africa under the white minority regime apartheid, today, you want to kill them? Today, in the name of xenophobia? So apartheid was inhumane. So what you are doing now? These people from Somalia, they from Pakistan, they from India, they are from Nigeria, they are from Malawi, and indiscriminately just go looting, plundering, burning their shops. Go to Jeppestown and just see what's happening. Go to Johannesburg and see. And the police, majority of them good for nothing. Let us be honest about that as well. And they just stand and do that. So for what you are a police? So you must remember, one day I reported the crime, long time ago, 10, 12 years ago. The police told me there's no vehicles there. So I said, for what we paying you tax? So he kept quiet. So this is 10, 12 years ago. So we must remember, it's an absolute shame. If you look at our modern day South Africa, politically, disaster. Economically, things going bad to worse. You look at the safety and security, a total shambles it is. So remember, we, the ordinary South African, we have to put pressure on the authorities, on the politicians, and expose these corrupted ones. Look at the shame and disgrace. The billions and trillions are stolen from South Africa, gone with this one and that one to where and where. And this commission, that commission, not one person has been prosecuted. Where you see such anarchy and such injustice, billions are stolen openly, and yet you must remember no action. Rather, you'll get redeployment. You must remember. Absolute shame it is. So what we need honest politicians, we need honest policemen, and we need people who will embrace people of other country and not say, if you, they are successful in business. So why are you upset? You must learn business skills and so forth. So not go and kill them and loot them. I mean, that is unacceptable. So really speaking, we see, and you know, the last question regarding Kashmir and Palestine. So you must remember this British government. They were so arrogant when we were young in school. They used to say, the sun never sets on the British Empire. You know, that was their slogan. Today, by 31st of October, the Brexit will take place. They might have snap elections, and the whole of Britain, now UK, all in shambles this. The wheels must turn. What they did to the Muslims in India, what they did to the Muslims in other parts of the world, and other people as well. So you must remember, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. Allah Ta'ala's stick does not make a noise. The whites, majority of them, remember, were racist and oppressive. So Allah is giving you the chance now. So the majority, so what are you doing? You're abusing it, and Almighty Allah will snatch it away. This is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah. We want peace, we want justice, we want one law for everybody. Don't go and have people are killing, looting, and they laugh at the police. They laugh at the justice system because they know after 1 week they'll be out on bail. So what is all this? We have become the laughing stock of the world, it means. A banana republic. So may what a beautiful country. Believe you me, I traveled to many countries. But now, slowly, slowly, it's slipping towards anarchy. And Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us. Read for Allahu khayrun hafidha wa huwa arhamur rahimin. Allah Ta'ala guide all these people in authority, our security and safety people. Ameen. And we must also cry to Allah. Allahumma aminna fi awtanina. Ya Allah, give us safety, security in the this beautiful country of ours.
Ustad, I mean, Ustad, somebody is saying that we want to go for Umrah. What should we do? What do we read, Ustad?
Yes, inshallah, I think that I'm not 100% sure, but I think that the agents are advertising that the Umrah visas are being issued or will be issued very, very soon. So you should contact and liaise with your travel agent. They will give you all the updates. We're not a travel agent. And when the visas for Umrah will be issued and so forth, because Muharram has started, September has started, and mashallah, the dates are going also concurrently. Tomorrow is 3rd Muharram, 3rd September. So the point I'm making here is this, that you want to go find out from your agent, because some rules might have changed and so forth. Secondly, you want to go for Umrah, read 2 rakat salat daily, after Zohar or after Maghrib or after Isha, and read Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. O Almighty Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj and forgive us, Ya Allah. So Allah, you are of forgiving, very merciful. Inshallah, this Wednesday night, we will be in Vellum, inshallah, after Isha. Thursday, inshallah, we will be in the Sufi Masjid, Lennon Road, after Maghrib, the program. Friday, Jummah in Masjid al-Hilal in Overport, inshallah. Friday night, we will be there in Pietermaritzburg, Mountain Rise, after Isha. Inshallah, Saturday, that's why I'm mentioning it, those of you who want to go for Umrah, try and come for the Hajj, for the Umrah program, and that will be at the Ansar Center this Saturday there between 10:30 and 11:30. Inshallah, those who are definitely going, my Hajj and Umrah Q&A book, inshallah, we'll give it out to you, inshallah. I just took it out today, and inshallah, we'll bring it there to Durban and give it to you, inshallah, free of charge, don't worry. And that is 10:30 to 11:30, that is on Saturday morning. Then, inshallah, we'll be in Ispingo Hill Saturday night, Sunday night Mir Bank, inshallah. Monday this time, meaning after Maghrib, we will be there in the Avondale Muswalla, Maghrib to Isha, and after Isha the Q&A from Durban, inshallah. I'll be there, Mount Arafat will be here. So in that way, inshallah, Almighty Allah make all the programs easy and successful as
Ameen. Ustaz, Jazakumullah khairin for that. Ustaz, it's exactly 8:30. We're going to go, inshallah, for an ad break. My beloved listeners of Sirius FM and Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. When we get back, inshallah, we will continue with the various questions. Don't go away. Stay tuned.
You're listening to a Markaz Sahaba online radio podcast.
27 minutes to 9. You are tuning and listening to the Q&A 084-786-3132. Let's welcome the listeners of Sirius FM. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. And of course, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ustad, it's me, Appa Shireen. Assalamu alaikum to you and to Mulana Arafat. We love your program. I did listen to the program at 2, but I missed a little Mufti Sahab. I heard Mufti Sahab saying we must write Bismillahirrahmanirrahim 113 times. Where must we write it, Ustad?
There was a question that should we write it 113 times and so forth. I said it is permissible but not sunnah. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in 1976, I met him personally, he was the Grand Mufti of Pakistan, one of the great scholars. He wrote this on the starting of Muharram, you write it on piece of paper and so forth. However, regarding these type of issues, always remember 3 things. We can never call it sunnah, we can never say it's compulsory, and most to most we will say it's permissible. It is amalus salihin, the pious people tried it out and it worked. So that is what we must have, not go to anything further and start saying you're going to get so much reward and so forth. That is a big problem nowadays.
Somebody is saying, Ustad, that my family member is in prison, he's innocent, his case is always adjourned. What dua must I read, Ustad? Can his family member read for him as well?
Yes, all of you should read and tell him to read. You, the family members, we don't know. We can't just say he's innocent. We must know what is the crime. But be that as it may, you, the family members, all of you collectively, meaning individually, but collectively, the whole family should read. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. So read that abundantly. Allah ke ya ginti nahi, Allah ke ya wasn't here. Today you will find so many questions. Read this 100,000 times, 50,000, 1,000. Leave all these numbers out. Allah does not count the actions. Almighty Allah weighs the actions. So keep on reading that Surah 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. If that person really is innocent, then he should be reading the following 2-3 du'as from the Noble Quran. Number one, Surah 40, verse 44. وَأُفَوِّدُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. Oh Allah, I'm handing over my matters to you. Ya Allah, you assist me. And whoever are plotting, scheming against him, Almighty Allah will take care of them. So that is the promise of Allah in these verses. Surah 40, verse 44. Surah 40, verse 45. So, but he might just read Surah 40, verse 44. Second one, he must read Surah 29, verse 30. Rabbin surni alal qawm al mufsidin. Oh Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, assist me against the troublemakers, mischief makers. So because this is mischief making if he's there and he's innocent. Surah chapter 29, verse 30. And the third verse he should be reading is Surah 3 and verse 173. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. Read that abundantly. Almighty Allah is sufficient for me. And Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala is the one who is the best one to take care of our matters and our affairs. So read that Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil. That Almighty Allah, you are sufficient for me and you are the best one to take care of our matters. And if you want, you can add with that فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. And that is Surah 22, Surah Hajj, verse 78. فَنِئْمَ الْمَوْلَىٰ وَنِئْمَ النَّصِيرِ. Read this abundantly. Inshallah, whatever court case there is, he will be victorious. And inshallah, will be released very, very soon, inshallah.
Ustad Anonymous wants to know that what does the four mazahib, they say regarding tahleel? The question says here, they say you can help a sister what halala. Can it be done with a pious alim or a mufti or an ordinary Muslim? Ustad.
Remember when ABC husband gave his wife 3 talaq, whether it be over a period of time, in 2010 when the World Cup came, so he gave talaq. 2014 World Cup came again, he gave another talaq. 2018 another talaq. So I'm just giving examples obviously. So you must remember that, so all 3 talaqs are valid according to all 4 schools. If he gave all 3 talaq one time fi majlis in wahid, then also all 3 talaqs are valid according to all 4 schools. Although he was be punished. Sayyidina Umar said, these people who give the triple divorce one time, bring them to me, la'uja'atuhu, I will punish him. The fatwa of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and is mentioned in Sunan Sa'id bin Mansur. Now she must sit in iddat, and after the iddat expires, if she wishes, فَلَا تَحِلُّ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدُ حَتَّى تَنْكِحَ زَوْجًا غَيْرًا. Surah 2 verses 229-230. So Almighty Allah speaks of these issues, and she must get married. This marriage must be a permanent marriage, not a sham and a mock marriage. So that is very similar to the mut'a of the enemies, the prostitution. So today what is happening, we find that some people, everything is arranged that you get married to this person. After one day, one night, one week, he will divorce you. For that, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La'ana Allahu al-muhallila wal-muhallala lahu." Allah's curse is on the first, the ex-husband, and the new husband. And his authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, and she will not be halal. That is the fatwa of all 4 schools. Whether you take the Shafi'i school, you take the Maliki school, you take the Hanbali school, you take Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, remember that is the fatwa we give, and say that she is not halal. That person can never call himself a pious alim or mufti who does this type of thing. If there's any maulana mufti doing these type of things, tell us and we will expose the shaitans. They are there exploiting the ignorance of people and then just fulfilling their lust and desires and so forth, and they will say they use Africa, condom, and Allah alone knows what queries we're getting here. So this is the Ummah today. Then we wonder how come halat and conditions change from favorable to unfavorable. This is shaitan here, this. And then where there's an ordinary Muslim also, is not permissible, you curse by Almighty Allah. So therefore, if this has happened, remember you're not halal for your first husband. And that is the fatwa. Yes, you must remember some people say Imam Abu Hanifa allowed it. He allowed it and he said it's makruh tahrimi, which means not permissible. Mm. So we must not give half fatwas and half truth and so forth. We must give the proper fatwa without fear and favor.
Mm. Subhanallah, well said, Ustad. Ustad, if Muharram is the first month of the Hijriya, shouldn't Muslims be happy instead of crying over a person, Ustad?
You must remember this is another distortion that has infiltrated the Ummah. When the month of Muharram comes, then what happens to the Ummah? Majority of people, again, a case of people whose emotions get the better of them. If you ask our people, especially Indian Muslims, why is Muharram important? They will say the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein took place, radiallahu ta'ala an. Obviously, we must love Sayyidina Hussein, radiallahu an. He sipped to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa and grandson of Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His martyrdom was so tragic. I myself went to Karbala in the year 2000. So we know all these things here, but we must not distort the facts. When a person passes away on a Friday with Iman and Islam, what will we say? How fortunate indeed that person is that Almighty Allah gave him death and his demise took place on a Friday. Similarly, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala, and it's a Friday, it's Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, the place is Karbala in Iraq, and remember the year is 61. There he is martyred by the enemies of Islam. Listen to my nasiha the past 3-4. Today I've got that misconception of Muharram. Yesterday I heard there who were the people who murdered and martyred Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. Go on my website, you will find it there. www.muftiakhosen.net, and you will find all of it there. Nevertheless, so you don't say Muharram became important because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. That is a distortion. You say Almighty Allah Jalla Wala elevated the rank and status of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu by granting him this martyrdom. Secondly, Muharram, the month, is important from time immemorial. Quran is saying that. Surah 9, verse 36, Minha Arbatun Hurum. The day Almighty Allah created the universe and creation, Almighty Allah ordained and prescribed there will be 12 lunar months. From these 12 lunar months, Minha Arbatun Hurum, 4 are sacred months and holy months. So, and that is Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, as mentioned by Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So it shows that Muharram was holy from the day when Almighty Allah created the universe. Secondly, the day of Ashura was sacred already during the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. Therefore, they used to keep fast. And the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala saved him and the people with him. And wastawat al-Judi, the Safina, the boat stopped there at Judi. The hadith of Nuh alayhi salam is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. The hadith of Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Mishkat Sharif. So many works it is, compilations. So to say that Muharram or Ashura became significant because of the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu arda is a distortion, and that is the incorrect narrative, and that is the propaganda of the enemies. O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we must present the correct narrative. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him. He loved his nana, beloved grandfather, but that does not give us the permission to distort the facts. Qulla as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no recompense friends, but you must love my kith and kin, my family. So for us to love the Ahlul Bayt and the household of Nabi alayhi salam is compulsory and an integral part of our faith.
SubhanAllah. Somebody says, a respected Mufti Sahib, Jazakumullah khairan for being there for the Ummah. Mufti in the best, most beneficial and informative program on Radio Al Ansar. May Allah bless you in serving the Ummah so well, Mufti Sahib. After a full night's sleep, and I wake up to read Tahajjud or Fajr Namaz, is it permissible to read Namaz with only a wudu and not a shower, ghusl? Please advise, Ustad.
If night you didn't do any hanky-panky business, then it's fine, my brother. You just make wudu and then you read Tahajjud Salah, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, no problem. But if you were busy with nocturnal gymnastics, so you were busy fulfilling, you had a 9-course meal and the last course was intercourse, then ghusl is compulsory. And remember, that is enshrined in a noble Quran, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ جُنُبًا فَاتْطَهَرُوا. So ghusl will be compulsory to take a bath, husband, wife, both parties compulsory. And then you read your tahajjud, then you perform your fajr salat. See, we are complaining of crime. See what the master, rahmatulil alameen, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Authentic hadith, both I'm giving you. You read your salat, you the man in the masjid with jamaat, unless you old or sickly is different. Man swalla subha fawa fi zimmatillah. You read Fajr Salat on time and you read it in the masjid, you read in Jamaat, you are under divine protection. Authentic hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. And the people who don't read, and the women you read at home, and the people who don't perform their Fajr Salat, they wake up after sunrise, have breakfast, read 9-10 o'clock when they feel like. Bala shaitan ufi udunay, the shaitan has urinated in their ears. And this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So we must decide which side we want to be. If you look at our masajid, 90% of them are empty compared to Ramadan and so forth, because the ummah is busy with the movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitanhood. So what do you expect to happen? So therefore, Allah ki lati be awaze, the stick of Allah does not make noise, and we see all this punishment and crises of the ummah.
Somebody is asking you, Honorable Ustad, that Mufti Sahib, where one can obtain Markaz Sahaba decoder in Joburg, and how much, Brother Muhammad from Pretoria, Ustad?
MashaAllah, my brother Muhammad, those people in Durban, you can contact Hafiz Hussein Wadi, or you can contact the IG Hussein shop there in Overport, or you can go to the Media Center, Al Ansar Media Center, bookstops, the bookshop, and they are selling the Markaz Sahaba. And my brother Muhammad, you in Pretoria, so MashaAllah, that I was there in Pretoria last week or so. If you told me, I should have brought it for you. But anyway, if you are coming to Lens, then just contact us. And you can contact me 071-888-1184 or send an email akhusain@gmail.com, and then inshallah we can make arrangements. If you want one, it's $695. You want the whole box, then it is $650 each, $6,500 for the 10. So inshallah we'll give you the details and you can just then transfer the money directly to them.
Dr. Sub wants to know from White River, should we stand for the foreigners or we should just leave it, or else we will get hurt, Ustad, here in South Africa, Dr. Sub?
A Muslim must always stand for justice. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Do not incline and bend towards the zalims and oppressors. فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. Then the punishment will touch you. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ. And then remember, there'll be no one to help you. We don't have to go physically and all these type of things. You make dua for them. You send emails. You use social media. What I did now, conscientize the people. Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah wrote a wonderful, beautiful, profound statement of his. Allah's help will come to this ummah even if the ruler is a non-Muslim, provided that he is just. Listen carefully. Allah's help will come even if the ruler is non-Muslim, provided that he is just. Almighty Allah's help and Nusrat will disappear, even if you have a Muslim ruler, but he's a zalim and oppressor. Yes. And we see today in the Muslim world, in the Arab world, majority are like that. They're zalims and they are small, small pharaohs and so forth. And non-Muslim world also. So you must remember, who can say that our government is not corrupt? You must be blind. So you must remember this type of things here. So where will the help? So we must stand for justice, conscientize the people, tell them Islam is for all, and Islam's pillar and cornerstone is justice. Why did Almighty Allah send the books? Why did Almighty Allah send the Anbiya? لِيَقُومَ النَّاسُ بِالْقِسْطِ. So that people must lead their lives with justice. Quran is saying this. So therefore, we must remember, always stand for justice. Our problem is we got the gham mentality. The apras will stand for the apras, and the culverts will stand for the culverts. The mehman will stand for the mehman, and the Indians. That is not Islam. That is a gham mentality. That. So we must be standing for justice. That is what Islam is teaching us.
Ustaz, the listener says, Mufti Sahab, I follow the Hanafi madhab. Must I combine the Dhuhr and Asr Salah when reading it in the camp? Ustaz?
We must remember, my brother, Hajj is finished, is history. Now you must carry on with the geography, my brothers. So remember that Hanafi say you don't combine any salat. So when you are traveling and so forth, the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambali's say yes, you combine, provided the journey is permissible. Not this football and cricket and all meeting girlfriend. It is haram, you can't combine salat. If you're speaking about Arafat, you combine. Yes, we combine the salat and we announce it openly on the radio and everywhere. So that again is very similar to the issue just now of the halala story. Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, the Hanbalis and Hanafis, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, the most prominent, greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa say, in your tent, in your camp, you combine the Salat. So therefore we combine it. It's still within the Hanafi school. And if you want to follow Imam Abu Hanifa strictly, then Imam Abu Hanifa says, in the tent you read Zohar in Zohar time, Asr in Asr time. So we allow for that as well. So we read our Salat combined quarter to one, everybody read Zohar together, and then we read Asr, and then 4:30 or so, some brothers from reunion and so forth, they read the Asr Salat, and then 5:00, 5:05, we started the Dua. So that is what we do. We respect everybody, whoever we are in our group, and so, and we make allowance for them and accommodate them. So that is what Islam teaches us.
Ustaz, brother Wasim, all the way from Mauritius. He says, Ustad, is it haram to be a professional makeup artist? To shed some light on this from an Islamic point of view. All the way from Mauritius, Ustad.
My brother from Mauritius, I read an article yesterday. They say many South Africans are investing in Mauritius. Maybe it's a tax haven or maybe a security haven. Allah alone knows, you know. Yeah, so anyway, my brother, Wasim, you're handsome. What do you want to become? A makeup artist. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala tells us, write down, my brother Wasim, in Surah 4, Surah Nisa, Almighty Allah teaches us, Iblis, the big, big shaitan, was in Jannah. And then he showed defiance to the law of Allah, Abba, wastakbara. He showed arrogance. And he said, Ana khayru min, I'm superior, better than Adam alayhi salam. Almighty Allah knows everything. The past, present and future, Almighty Allah's knowledge, all embracing, all encompassing. Almighty Allah transferred the Nabi Adam alayhi salam to this world and expelled the shaitan. See the words? Allah transferred the Nabi Adam alayhi salam to this world and expelled and kicked out Iblis from Jannah, and he'll never see it. Iblis now takes various oaths and qasam. One oath qasam, he said, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verse 119, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. Allah made that person dark in complexion. Now you with your makeup artist, you want to make him white and bright. So what are you doing? That person there got brown hair, so now you want to give him black hair. He got black hair, you want to make him a blonde hair. So all this is shaitaniyat. Makeup artists, that woman there will put fake eyelashes and will put fake this, fake this. When the husband looks at her like that, he can't even recognize her. And when he looks at her without the makeup, then he realizes that who is this one here. So remember, all this A to Z is haram, and your income is haram, and that profession is cursed by Almighty Allah and Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. People who indulge in this type of activities belong to Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Shaitan.
Was that somebody says that Jazakumullahu khair, so much for having such a thing as Markaz Sahaba. We all are learning from this, alhamdulillah. Mufti Sahab, in accordance to Sahuk, we are aware of paying a penalty fee if we go for Umrah every year. Is it permissible to pay the penalty fee using zakat money, Ustad?
Yeah, there are three issues. Make dua for Markaz Sahaba, our entire team. Mona Arafat is here and the whole team, mashallah. That's one. And, you know, we must thank our brothers at Capital, you know, the group there, mashallah. Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, his two brothers, his parents, his children, wife, all of them. And Almighty Allah reward them and grant them more capital. Third one, when we speak, I just told you just now, if you have an issue with a country, with a person, organization, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ الْتَقْوَىٰ. When you hate somebody, so now you should not distort the facts. Even with your enemies, you must be just. To the best of my knowledge, to what I know, Sahuk, they charge and you pay them fees for Hajj. Umrah, I never heard about Sahuk charging. So if it is not true, my brother, then we need to be honest about this. You can't drag in Sahuk. I got nothing to do with Sahuk. I'm not a member or anything. But I'm telling you, don't distort the facts. Yes, I know Hajj time they charge. But do they charge for Umrah? I don't know. To the best of my knowledge, they don't charge. So we should not bring Sahuk in this forum, in this discussion here now, when that is there. Yes, you must remember the government, the authorities there in Saudi, they will charge you that if you go for Umrah every year and that you pay your agent, the agent will look at your name, Arafat Ibrahim Hatia, and it will pop up there. Yes, Mona Arafat, you made Umrah in the year 2019 and now you want to go again, so you have to pay. So that has got nothing to do with Sahuk. That is between you and the agent and the authorities. So why drag in? I mean, that's not fair. Let us be fair and just to everybody. So now you say you want to use zakat money. How can zakat money be used? You must remember zakat, Quran Kareem teaches us Surah 9 verse 60. Almighty Allah made 8 categories. So obviously, if you want a visa, you want to go to America, you want to go to Europe, you want to go there, and you have to pay. So you must remember that they say pay, so you can't pay with zakat money. So that definitely is not permissible.
Somebody says, Ustaz, are we allowed to use interest money to pay for bank charges, petrol, SARS, tax, lights and water, bond? And what else can we use it on, Ustaz?
Just now you'll carry on and we'll carry on for another 1 hour. What will you have to pay, my brother? I give you the principles. Half the things you mention are haram. How can you use petrol and use interest money for your petrol? That is your personal benefit. How can you use, you understand, interest money for your water and lights? You are using that. You have to pay for that. And I'm paying rental, you paying rental. So we must use our personal money. We can't be using zakat and interest and all that for that. Yes, where the rationale, the illat we call in Arabic, where the rationale of zulm comes, where the government is imposing upon us all these crazy taxes, we have to pay income tax, then we have to pay the toll tax, then we have to pay the rates and taxes for the homes and all that. So all these type of things which the government imposes upon us, so you must remember for that you use interest money, that is fine. But you must know interest is haram. Now let's take the bank situation, your bank charges. That was your question as well. I go to ABC Bank, XYZ Bank. So they're not running a charity show, you know. They also got staff and all these things. They have to pay. So nobody told you you must go and go there and put money there. So they are giving you service and you have confidence in them. So you can't use your interest money for bank charges. Not permissible. So do like what I do. When I came here 19 years ago to Lanesia, and same thing when I was 20 years in Newcastle. You know, we don't know who's the bank manager, nothing. I just say, I want to speak to the manager or senior consultant. I say, why? I say, no, it's something important. So then they call you and so or make appointment, we go. I say, listen, this is the amount of money I want to put inside your account. I don't want your interest and I don't want nothing from you. You just put my money. So they call it free banking. You understood? So some banks, they give it to you. And so where I am, they give it to me till now, no problem. So I never ever receive interest. I don't pay interest, nothing. So whatever I got is there and whatever I does. So why you don't do like that? وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. And they'll tell you, no, they allow it for individuals, they don't allow for business. You 5-10 big businessmen, just go to the bank manager and tell him, bye, we got 100 million, 50 million, this, that. When he hears all these figures, he can do whatever he wants to. So how many things you can do with them? But we ourselves must be sincere. The hatred of interest must be entrenched in our hearts. Almighty Allah has condemned this crime like Allah has not condemned any crime in the Quran. Go open the noble Quran, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verses 275 to 279. In Surah 2, chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 279, Almighty Allah states, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا O Muslim, O Muslimah, O Ummati of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you do not refrain and abstain from interest, giving, taking, all that, be prepared for a war against Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala and against Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That you will not find anywhere in the Quran Sharif. Yes, if you find, you will find it in Bukhari Sharif. One place, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, قال الله عز وجل, that Almighty Allah states in the Hadith Qudsi, من عاد لي وليا, who has enmity and hatred and wants to cause harm to a wali of mine, a friend of mine, a خاصان خدا, فقد آذنته بالحرب, I announce war against him, I'll decimate you and destroy you. And Alhamdulillah, we see that happening every day. When we become Allah's, Almighty Allah destroys the enemies as well. So that is our conviction. One place in the Quran Sharif, one place in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
1 minute after nine, we're going to go inshallah for our Isha Azan here in Johannesburg. And of course in Durban we go for the 9 o'clock news. So don't go away, listeners off Markaz Sahaba, Sirius FM and Radio Al-Ansar International.